Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Where searching for greener grass just got easier.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Wife indicted, filibuster ended. I'm Elliot Francis. The widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman could face a federal grand jury. Nurse Ullman may be indicted if evidence shows she knew anything about plans leading up to the massacre. New York Congressman Peter King.
I do know that if she can be indicted, they certainly will. I mean, they're definitely looking at her. And again, it depends on, you know, does she have a valid defense? How real is the evidence? But based on what's in the public record, I would be surprised if she's not. But again, no one knows what goes on behind the grand jury doors.
On Capitol Hill, a marathon filibuster by Senate Democrats has ended. Led by Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the senators push for new gun control measures after the Orlando nightclub massacre. At the end of the 14-hour session, Murphy issued this challenge.
What can you do to make sure that Orlando or Sandy Hook never, ever happens again?
They began before noon yesterday and stopped speaking at 2 a.m. Eastern. I'm Elliot Francis. The president and vice president will travel to Orlando today to pay respect to the dozens of people killed and injured in Sunday morning's terror attack. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
It was the worst mass shooting in the United States, with 49 innocent people killed. It is truthfully an undertaking for White House aides to find the right mix of several personal stories that the president will likely highlight in his remarks. Spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president certainly wants to offer his condolences and comfort to the families of those who were killed and to those who survived.
Mr. Obama is also bound to talk in the political realm, at least regarding gun violence and preventing people who shouldn't have weapons from getting them. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The judge presiding over the latest Freddie Gray case is expected to decide today whether to dismiss any or all of the charges against Baltimore police van driver Caesar Goodson. Goodson is facing the most serious charges of all the six officers. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by ARS in Manassas. Big trouble on the Beltway in Montgomery County to start your Thursday morning commute. Jamie Witten joins us live.
And this is on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. As you approach Connecticut Avenue, they have now stopped all traffic. We have one person trapped. Have more coming up in the traffic.
The fallout continues over Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's decision to grant voting rights to some 200,000 former felons. A state prosecutor from Nottoway County, south of Richmond, has identified 132 sex offenders who have completed their sentences but are still behind bars because they've been deemed too dangerous to release. In fact, according to Commonwealth's attorney Terry Royal, they also have the right to run for public office and sit on a jury. A spokesman for McAuliffe disputes the claim, accusing Royal of trying to demagogue the issue. Maryland officials say they now have all the funding they need to start building the Purple Line.
The U.S. DOT is offering up an $875 million loan for the $1.9 billion project.
When that's in place, that means all the money's together and we'll be breaking ground this fall.
Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron says they're still aiming for a spring 2022 opening.
The timeline is great. It's moving full speed ahead.
Governor Larry Hogan calls the Purple Line transformative.
All the acquisitions and design work is done, so going to get done as fast as I can push these guys to get it done.
The line runs from Bethesda across to New Carrollton, connecting to Metro in Silver Spring and College Park along the way. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's been skirting around the issue of Donald Trump in recent weeks, providing dodgy comments like these about his level of support for Trump.
Like I said, I'm not interested in talking about Donald Trump any further. I've talked about it ad nauseum for 4 or 5 months. My thoughts haven't changed.
But now the governor's finally allowed himself to be pinned down, telling the Washington Post that no, he won't be voting for Trump. As to who he will support, Hogan said, quote, I guess when I get behind the curtain, I'll have to figure it out. Maybe write someone in. I'm not sure. Hogan made his comments during a visit to Democrat-rich Prince George's County, where he won less than 15% of the vote during his run for governor 2 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 4835. In sports,
here he goes. Worth, deep right center. It's going.
Carpenter on Masson as Jason Wirth's second walk-off hit in 4 days leads the Nats over the Cubs in 12 innings. The Red Sox beat the Birds. WMAL News Time's 504 up next, traffic and weather. Then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
When you sit down with someone for the very first time, or even a client that you've been working with for many years, what's their idea of a perfect retirement?
The number one thing that people would like to be able to do in retirement is all of the things that they had imagined without too many worries.
Join Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management for Guarding Your Nest Egg Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Serious crash on the Maryland Beltway. Nobody gets by. They have stopped all traffic. This will be on the outer loop if you're heading between College Park and 270. Outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue is where the scene of the crash happened. Car and a tractor trailer involved. Now, initially, they had been letting the left lane get by at the scene. As additional fire and rescue units have arrived, they have stopped traffic to take care of this, again, seriousness of this crash. On the inner loop side, as you're coming from 270 to pass Connecticut Avenue, no backup so far, and your inner loop lanes are open. Other serious problem we had this morning was over at the Bay Bridge. We had everybody stopped on the bridge span with the three-car crash, but now they are allowing one lane to get by on the westbound span as you come off the eastern shore over the bridge and on toward 50. No problems to report. Virginia, we've been quiet. That's a good thing. Around the Beltway, 66, Greenway, Toll Road, 95 and 395. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy fog around for the first part of the day, otherwise partly cloudy, and a few showers maybe around, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, possibly a strong storm, better chance of rain tonight. 84 degrees today's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stig from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Haymarket, 68 in Olney, 73 at Reagan National. Get your MP3 players ready. Napster's making a comeback. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
5:07 right here on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. You're starting your day the right way, and we're glad you are. Keep it here. We're going to talk about all the news of the day, as well as check in at 7:05 with Representative Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Chairman. Talk to him about the ongoing efforts to prevent another terror attack here on our soil. 7:35, to that end, Mark Levin, the great one, will chime in on the discussion right now occurring, the tension between our rights and our safety. 7:35 brings us Stuart Varney, and then at 8:05, former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, who's back in the saddle again. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you. Many people who listen to this show, of course, are staunch defenders of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. But here's a question. If you find somehow that you've made your way onto the no-fly list because somebody in law enforcement has some concerns about you and your tendencies and your allegiance, your loyalties, thinks that you may be a risk to public safety, they put you on that list. Should you then not be allowed to buy a gun? In other words, if you can't fly, shouldn't you not be able to buy? Or should you be able to buy? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I bring this up because the Senate just wrapped up a 15-hour filibuster on this, and there will be a vote on some measure. Exactly what form it's going to take is not yet clear, but the basic idea is no fly, no buy. If you're on the no-fly list, then you are prevented from buying weapons as long as you are on that list. Is that okay with you? Do you think that makes sense? Is it common sense, or is it, as many people will say, is it an infringement upon your Second Amendment rights? I'd love for you to weigh in. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I actually, you know, I'm very reluctant to bring gun control measures into play, because I don't think that guns generally are the problem. I think that we have to find ways to identify the people who are likely to do bad things before they do bad things, and that's the challenge. But in this particular case, I'm not sure that it's a bad idea. If we have made it a determination about someone that they are not, it's not safe for them to get on a plane because they represent a national or homeland security risk, then I don't know that we should allow them to go out and buy weapons. And I have some real concerns about that. Now, look, it depends on how this legislation is written. One of the things that one hears is that Dianne Feinstein would like the band to say, well, if you've ever been on a no-watch list in the past 5 years, then you can't buy a weapon. I think that's fraught with problems, because people accidentally get on the list all the time, and they have to be, they appeal and eventually get their names taken off the list if it's a mistake. I mean, Ted Kennedy, for goodness sakes, was once on a no-fly list. So it happens. And so I think a five-year period of saying, well, if you've been on the, in the last 5 years, you can't buy a weapon, that's problematic. But if you're on the list and there is a good reason for you to be on that list, then I think we as a society have a pretty good reason to say, no, you shouldn't be able to buy these weapons. But that's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's always challenging
to
be in favor and almost in a perverse way embrace the beauty of liberty and freedom, because I love liberty and freedom almost as much as I love my wife. Liberty is an incredible thing, and I honor the men, they were mostly men back in the 18th century, who laid down their lives and risked everything to give us our freedoms. The founding of our country was an incredible, miraculous story. And I want to honor their memory by saying, despite how horrible the terror attacks in Orlando were, I still think our liberty needs to trump any concerns about what happened down there. Because here's the problem. The fact is, if you are denied the right to purchase a weapon and defend yourself, as is articulated in the Second Amendment, because you are on a list, that means, by definition, that you are denied your constitutional rights without due process. And I'm sorry, that is unconstitutional. Now, no one knows how you get on this list. There are means to get off the list, but you shouldn't have to be the one. The burden should not be on you to have to then figure out the process to get off a list so that you can then exercise your Second Amendment rights. This is all being done by the same people who wanted to curb your Second Amendment rights after Sandy Hook. And they're using all the same arguments, and they're using all of the same rhetoric. They're saying, oh, well, if we can just prevent another terror attack like Orlando, it will have been worth it. Well, there are a lot of things we can prevent by infringing on our rights, and I can't go along with it. And I know that that means I'm on the side of the terrorists in some people's minds, in Dianne Feinstein's minds, in Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's minds. Fine, let them say that, but I will also protect their rights without having due process to defend them. I have to. I'm sorry, and so I don't like the idea of this. The no-fly list was never meant, never designed to be a list that is then employed to infringe on people's constitutional rights, ever. And they need to meet a very high burden, these politicians do, to convince me that this is a good idea.
Well, right now, best we can tell, the last numbers we have on it in 2013, there were 47,000 people on the no-fly list. 47,000 people. There's another watch list called the Terrorist Watch List, which has about 1 million names on it as of the last time we got a good accounting of it. It's probably higher than that now. I would really be opposed to the idea of the Terrorist Watch List being that the decision maker that you can't buy a weapon. But 47,000 people have been deemed by the Transportation Safety Administration and the national security apparatus of our country to be too dangerous to allow on a plane.
I understand.
Why shouldn't we say, isn't it reasonable to say, I'm sorry, But, you know, if you want to get off of the no-fly list and you think you've been put there wrongly, then go to the courts and make
because
that case.
Because the Fifth Amendment states and the Fifth Amendment states that you can't have your rights denied without due process. And that's not due process. The due process is supposed to come first, not after your rights are denied. And in France, they have the ultimate no-fly list and terror watch list because no one can go and get a gun in France.
Yeah.
They pretty much banned guns, and they had a terror attack using these exact same kind of weapons where over 100 people were slaughtered. So do you think that a terrorist who is bent on breaking the law that with regard to murder is going to stop himself because the law states that he's not allowed to have a weapon like this? Do you think, Brian, that if you can't legally purchase an AR-15 in America, that there's not an illegal way to purchase it? You know there's an illegal way to purchase it. So if a terrorist has already got his heart set
on violating the law,
on murdering 100 people, then what makes you think that, but since it's illegal for me to buy a gun, I'm not going to kill all those people?
And the result
will be that the bad guys will get the guns and the good guys, the law-abiding citizens,
listen, I admit it's not perfect, but I also think that I think it makes common sense, and sometimes common sense needs to be the law.
But wait, you just said it makes common sense, then dispute what I just said, that the terrorist will still get the gun.
Well,
that's common sense, isn't it?
The terrorist could get the guns, but why should we make it absolutely easy for them to get the guns? That's the question. Why should we just say, you know, no problem, go ahead, buy all the weapons you want? I think we have an obligation to say, no, that's not a good idea. Well, listen, I can tell people have some things they want to say about that, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. Right now, 5:15 on WML. Traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Serious crash on the Maryland Beltway. Not the way we like to start off the morning commute, guys. This happened last hour on the outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Car into the back of a tractor trailer. Now, everyone has been stopped for 25 minutes here on the stretch of the Beltway. They're trying to get the left lane open. And looking in the cameras, I can see a couple cars starting to come through approaching Connecticut Avenue. So hang tight. I know nothing is moving as you approach George Avenue, even back to Colesville Road. But again, they're trying to get one left lane open, hopefully two, they say, within the next 15 minutes. Other problem we have right now, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And I'm looking at backups growing here in Laurel. The crash southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of 197. On the Bay Bridge, had it temporarily stopped to the westbound side, leaving the eastern shore with the three-car crash, but they have released all lanes now. Not just one, but you can get through, and quickly, those delays are easing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast looks for some fog this morning. Partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe. 84 today. Rain is likely tonight. Chance of rain, 90%. And then tomorrow, Friday, periods of rain, 70%. And then on Saturday, really nice. Sunday, really nice. Temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees. 5:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. And get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I really do believe most Americans feel that if you can't get on a plane because you're such a risk, you probably shouldn't have a gun.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham. Hillary Clinton feels this way. Donald Trump apparently feels this way. According to reports in the New York Times, Donald Trump said that people on the terror watch list should be barred from buying firearms, putting himself in the center of gun control debate in Congress. Then there's going to be a vote on some version of no fly, no buy. In other words, if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a weapon. How do you feel about that? Let's get to the phone lines right away. How about Corporal Ferguson in D.C.? Corporal Ferguson, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, Brian and Larry. Thank you for taking my call. I have to agree with Larry on this. And I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that said that if you're willing to give up freedom for security, you'll find out you have neither.
All right, so you're okay with saying, okay, we won't let this person on a plane because we think they are a risk, but they can go down and buy an AR-15. You've got no issue with that.
Well, as Larry was pointing out, we don't know how you wind up on the list, and you don't. And if mistakes happen, and you wind up on the list, and there's no reason for you to be on the list, and then your Second Amendment is infringed.
Yeah, well, we're talking about...
And also think about this. Like you were saying, if somebody wants to go out and do harm, they're not going to care what the law says. They will find a way to get the weapons. Look at what happens in Chicago.
Well, yeah, I understand, and I am well aware of that, and I generally do not like the idea of saying... But, I mean, look, there are 50,000 people in a nation of 300 million people who are on this list. That seems reasonable to me, to say that these 50,000 people have been determined to be dangerous.
The list is supposed to be a tool for law enforcement to better evaluate and monitor security threats. If there's a delay, you know, if you're on the list and they say, okay, well, with further investigation when you're doing a background check, you know, that would make sense. FBI can say, oh, let's just take an extra look here before this person purchases a gun. But to just absolutely deny somebody a constitutional right seems to me to be what's the point?
Chris and Lowell, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I agree, if you're on the no-fly list, you should be able to buy purchase a weapon.
So you think that makes sense?
Yes, I do.
All right. And does it concern you that it violates the free process clause of the Constitution?
Well, they just put you on that list for nothing, but my biggest concern is the fact that they make these laws and regulations, but they don't follow through and enforce them.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. This is a good question Dave in Stafford has. You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. What do you think?
Well, my question is, was the Orlando terrorist even on the no-fly list? Why is this even being brought to light? Like, why is this even being brought up as an issue?
Yeah.
Now, if he was on the terrorist watch list, then, yeah, you bring that up. But not the no-fly list. That has nothing to do with what's going on right now, and it would have not stopped the attack that took place in Orlando.
Well, it would not have stopped it because they opened the investigation and then closed it. I would imagine that while, I'm just guessing here, while that investigation was open, I bet he was on the list.
He was on a terror watch list, according to my research here, in 2013 and 2014. I don't believe he was on a no-fly list.
Yeah.
He was on a terrorist watch list because there was an open investigation by the FBI at that time. So, no, it would not have stopped. In fact, even back then, it wouldn't have stopped him from getting the gun.
More of your calls straight ahead. It's 522.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
A recent Gallup survey states that 59% of Americans are moderately to very worried about having enough money for retirement. This is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. So before you make your next investment decision, call us to discuss how your investments are linked to your retirement goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
It's 525 now on WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead. Right now it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and we got problems this morning.
We certainly do, Brian. This is going to be on the Maryland Beltway outer loop side. And this is the side flow of the rush hour, unfortunately, leaving College Park to 270. The crash before you get to Connecticut Avenue, very serious. We had a car into the back of a tractor trailer. They had everyone stopped here until about 10 minutes ago when you heard me do the last report, when they were just releasing one lane of traffic. And that's the case right now. Still that left lane only, getting by slowly, almost about a 3-mile backup as you pass Colesville Road. That's where the brake lights hit and you are at a standstill to try to, again, get narrowed down to that one left lane. They're hoping to get a second lane open here as well. Also, George Avenue, southbound, trying to get to the Beltway. Since the Beltway stopped, you are as well. So be prepared for that as you're coming south, say, out of the Wheaton area. You might want to head over toward Connecticut Avenue coming out of Wheaton and avoid sitting in that backup and then to be beyond the crash. On 270, no problems reported. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's our other hot spot with the crash. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 197. This will be before you get into Greenbelt and before the Beltway. Do watch. We have a response still heading to the scene of the crash. We already have some there, but we had a couple cars involved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. Or maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight. Rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73 degrees, 527 on WMAL. We're talking about whether or not, if you're on the no-fly list, should you also be on a list that says you can't buy weapons? Apparently the Senate going to take some kind of action on a no-fly, no-buy legislation today. We'll find out more about that as the day progresses. John in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
I can't speak to the politics side of it. I can only speak to how procedures are currently outlaid and how that list is managed. And the idea of using that list to then somehow get every single entity that has to search when someone is trying to purchase a weapon. The problem is those different systems do not tie into the
They don't talk to one another, right?
That is correct.
And you actually have a job where you put people on the no-fly list?
We evaluate those that have been proposed. Then we determine whether or not we recommend. And then there's an echelon of basically chain of command for your listeners.
Then I got to ask you, as a person who's intimately involved in the process, the people that, after they go through the evaluation process and they end up on this list, would you want them buying weapons?
For the cases that I've dealt with, I would say no, I do not.
I think the standard is pretty high here.
So why aren't they arrested, John?
Some end up being arrested.
Right.
It all depends on, are you someone that is of concern, and you then get pushed to the appropriate agency for further evaluation and investigation,
right?
Or is it an immediate yes, this individual has done something, already been arrested, already in a court proceeding of some kind, or incarcerated?
Yeah, and then that's when the due process kicks in, prior to their being denied their rights.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to hear more about this because the Senate is going to take some kind of action today. We'll stay on top of it. It's 528.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about Larry Hogan. He's finally come off the fence and made a statement about what he's going to do when it comes to presidential politics. Who's he going to vote for? We'll tell you about that. Also, the DNC server was hacked, and some of those documents are starting to show up. We'll tell you the whole story after the news. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. 5:30
in the nation. WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County is a no-go this morning. Jamie Whitten joins us with more.
We have a serious crash, John. We have a car into the back of a tractor trailer, so a lot going on at the scene of the crash. Now we do have a release of some traffic with two lanes to the left getting by, and I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
It was a long night in the U.S. Senate.
All day and into the night, Senate Democrats filibustered in an attempt to force action on gun control laws. Connecticut Senator Christopher Murphy initiated the filibuster Wednesday morning.
We were about to come back to the Senate and just proceed with business as usual. As if Orlando didn't happen.
All other business was pushed off the Senate floor, exactly Murphy's intention.
We've got to show a signal to the American public that we care so deeply about the consequences of inaction that we are at the very least going to stop this process from moving forward.
I'm Kim Hutchison.
The filibuster ended just after 2 this morning. Charges are not expected to be filed against the parents of that 2-year-old boy who was taken by an alligator and killed at Walt Disney World. The sheriff there says there's no indication Will and Melissa Graves did anything to contribute to the reptiles grabbing of their child. A state prosecutor in Nottoway County, south of Richmond, claims that Governor Terry McAuliffe's blanket restoration of voting rights for former felons has made 132 prisoners who are still behind bars eligible to vote. Commonwealth Attorney Terry Royal says the 132 are sex offenders who've served their time but are still deemed too dangerous to release. McAuliffe's office disputes the claim. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 4835. In sports, Jason Worth's second walk-off hit in 4 days leads the Nationals over the Cubs in 12 innings, and the Red Sox beat the Birds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Let me say that again. $899. Wow, that's big.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
I get the opportunity to sit down with individuals every single week, talk about their concerns, people who aren't quite retired yet, making sure that their portfolios are on track to get them where they want to be, people who are currently retired, having conversations with them about all of their options. I love my job. It's always a pleasure to do this radio program and get the opportunity to talk to people every single week.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on the Maryland Beltway, slight bit of movement here at the scene of the serious crash, outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. It looks like they're still just allowing one left lane to get by. They're trying to get two left lanes open here at the scene of the crash. Car into the back of a tractor trailer. Delays now back as you approach Colesville Road. So we have about a 3 mile backup on the outer loop of the Beltway. This is the flow of the rush hour, so extra time will be needed for everyone who normally takes that stretch of town. We have a couple other serious problems. Baltimore Washington Parkway, 3 car crash. This is going to be southbound in Laurel, south of 197, just the right lane getting by. Virginia, Tyson's area, we have a car fire. And as a result, we do have a lane getting by here a few moments ago, but slow eastbound 7 before you get to the Beltway. You come up to Gallows Road, where it intersects with International Drive. Now from Garage Door, a real quick note on the red line, Metro Rail, they are dealing with some track problems outside of the Friendship Heights station. So red line commuters expect delays each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather around, still mild, cloudy this morning, and we could see a couple of showers around, partly cloudy this afternoon with slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Strong storm, maybe a severe storm, 84 degrees. I think the chance for wet weather picks up a little bit tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Chantilly, 68 in Beltsville, 73 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on in the 7, 8 o'clock hours here. Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, will join us. 7:35, the great one, Mark Levin, will join us. 7:45, we'll be visited by Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network. And then at 8:05, just off his big win and his return to D.C. politics, we'll be talking to former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Governor Larry Hogan has been dodging the idea of endorsing, non-endorsing, coming out in support of, even saying whether he would vote for the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party, his party, Donald Trump.
Like I said, I'm not interested in talking about Donald Trump any further. I've talked about it ad nauseum for 4 or 5 months. My thoughts haven't changed.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not at this time. Well, I know that the good people of Maryland are sitting waiting to know how their governor will vote, because you probably don't know how you should vote. I'm pretty sure that most people in Maryland are sitting there thinking to themselves, I don't know, this is a toss-up between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I better wait to hear what my governor says I should do. I'll only vote the way Larry Hogan is going to vote, said no person ever. But apparently the media really, really had to know exactly what Larry Hogan was going to do come this November. And he's now finally answered the question directly. He was in Prince George's County yesterday, and he was directly asked, are you going to vote for Donald Trump?
I love this. I love that the media spends all their time. You know what? Here's the problem. Larry Hogan is so popular and has been so effective and has done such a great job that this is the only thing they can focus on to try to put him in a box and make things challenging and difficult for him, because everything else he's done has been pretty damn good. And he responded, finally, emphatically, according to the Washington Post. He said, no, I don't plan to. He said, I guess when I get behind the curtain, I'll have to figure it out, maybe write someone in. I'm not sure. You know what? I bet he'll still be asked about this. I'll bet you from this point forward,
he's going to write
now
in.
Answer, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or why aren't you? Or what's the problem? Or because this is the gotcha game. But that's fine. But now you know Larry Hogan. So does this affect you in any way? Does it change your opinion? I can't imagine that it does. Anybody who's sitting there waiting and wondering, you know, who Lindsey Graham's going to vote for, because that's going to affect your opinion, I think you're doing it wrong. But now we know where Larry Hogan stands, and good for him. He's a man of principle, and he has said from the beginning that he's not a big fan of Donald Trump. He's not his kind of guy, and he's not alone there. And many people are doing their own thing this year, and he's chosen not to support Donald Trump.
Well,
End of story, I would think, but I doubt it is.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be some questions about who did you write in, but that'll be, I think, after the election.
Oh, you think the media is going to drop it now?
What's the purpose at this point? You now know what he said it definitively. The fact that you don't answer the question is what keeps the story alive. So answer the question. You're an elected official. It's a fair question. You're a Republican. Are you going to support the Republican nominee? And, you know, I think it is interesting that a man who is a Republican is not going to. I respect his decision. It's his decision to make. I mean, he is a moderate Republican. This is no surprise to anyone. The idea of somebody like Donald Trump probably gives him a little bit of heartburn. And if so, it's an interesting thing and people want to know. Does it change anybody's mind? No. But you keep the story alive each time you say, I don't want to talk about that. So, you know, he had to answer it at some point, and I'm glad it's done, and I'm glad he's made his decision, and that's that. It must be, though, a real struggle for someone who is a Republican, a Republican governor, to not be able to support the Republican nominee. I think that must be a struggle.
It depends.
Well,
is it a struggle?
I think it is a struggle, because I think, you know, you want to be loyal to your party.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't particularly agree with the candidate, then, you know, you have a struggle, an internal struggle that you have to resolve.
Maybe
in your own
you
mind.
Do, but let me walk you down a little road here
okay.
for a minute.
Well, go ahead, Larry.
So maybe Larry Hogan thinks Donald Trump's not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I bet he thinks he's not going to win. So the party's in shambles after 2016. Hillary Clinton is president.
Mm-hmm.
The party, who do you turn to? You got a list of 16 people who all tried and failed, couldn't even beat Donald Trump, who was mm-hmm. a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these senators, all these governors. Who's next? Who's on the bench? What about one of the most popular governors in the country? One of the brave Republicans who stood up and said, no, I will not vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
A Republican who won in a Democrat state like Maryland,
wow.
who doesn't have a political background.
Well,
and
that's a real flight of fancy there.
Is it?
Why is that
a flight of fancy?
I think this is very much
a political decision.
I don't think this is...
You don't think Larry Hogan is on anybody's short list for the future for a national ticket?
Mm.
A man who... Are you really?
Maybe not.
That's a stretch? I don't think what I'm saying is a stretch at all. I think this is...
Oh, you're talking about as a running mate.
Or is it on top of the ticket? Why not? Why shouldn't Larry Hogan run for president in 2020 if Donald Trump...
I don't think he has the appetite for it, quite frankly. I really don't. I'd be surprised. I mean, I don't see him as a particularly politically ambitious man.
That's part of his charm.
I know, and maybe that is true.
All right,
but you know, look, it's the decision has been made. It's over. I don't think that there's a whole lot more to tell here. But from political standpoint, I believe he believes this. I don't think he's doing this for political reasons. I honestly don't.
Yeah, I don't.
But
you can believe it and still do it for political reasons.
Because he's not the guy who licks his finger and sticks it in the air to see how the winds are blowing. But understand, moderate Republican in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. You know, this works to his advantage politically, even though I don't think that's the main motivation.
It's 5:43 on WMAL. Coming up, what did the DNC have on Donald Trump? We'll tell you.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/today's.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Don't pay, don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield. Hey.
Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home. Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Mid-Atlantic. Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a lot going on, and let's start with the Beltway, Maryland, on the outer loop. Serious crash that happened last hour. Car into the back of a tractor trailer on the outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Now stay to the far left to get by the scene of the crash. For a while, everyone had been stopped. And I'm looking at delays that begin back near University Boulevard. So big lineup already to get by the scene of the crash. Again, this is way the outer loop before you get to the exit for Connecticut Avenue, slowly getting by. And of course, the feeder roads, if you're coming, say, off of University Boulevard, 29, or George Avenue to merge into that just about stop traffic, you're seeing those backups as well. Baltimore Washington Parkway, U.S. Park Police tell me looks like they're getting everything to the shoulder. However, slow southbound side, Baltimore Washington Parkway, as you pass 197, the scene of the crash there. In the Tysons area, car fire slowing you on Route 7 eastbound before you get to the Beltway, eastbound 7 at International Drive. One lane was getting by at last check. And for Metro Rail, initial reports of maybe an arcing insulator, red line. They are now single tracking because of this track problem outside of Friendship Heights, single tracking between Van Ness and Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shouldn't be too much rain out there today. Some patchy fog for the morning hours and maybe a few showers around this afternoon. We'll have a couple of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, a strong, maybe a severe storm, 84. Better chance of some rain tonight with low pressure coming through right over the top of us, 65. Friday periods of rain, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
We told you yesterday that the DNC's computers were hacked by, well, we thought Russians, and this could very well be a hacker affiliated with Russia, or it's possible that their server was routed through a Russian server to cover their tracks. We don't know all of the details yet, but what we do know is some of the details that were sitting on the DNC servers, most specifically opposition research on Donald Trump. And here's something that's kind of interesting. There's a lot in there. There's a whole lot of stuff in there about questions about campaign fundraising, how the Clinton campaign colluded with the DNC which is really going to make the Bernie Sanders people upset.
Yep.
There was a whole lot of coordination between the DNC and the Clinton campaign, as everyone suspected. But then there's this that really caught my eye that I'd like to discuss, and that is a what appears to be collusion between the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and members of the mainstream media. Here's an excerpt. They're throwing around ideas of things that they need to do to be able to defeat their enemy, you know, Republicans. And it says, reporter outreach. Working through the DNC and others, we should use background briefings, prep with reporters for interviews with GOP candidates, off-the-record conversations and oppo pitches to help pitch stories with no fingerprints, and utilize reporters to drive a message. In other words, oh, I see you're going to be interviewing that Republican, Katie Couric, Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper. Here, let me give you some suggested topics. Here's some questions you should ask them.
Well, hold it. That happens all the time. It happens on both sides of the equation.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's nothing unusual about that.
So you used to do that when you were reporting?
Listen, when they say no fingerprints, here's how that works, okay? Let me just give you a quick rundown. You reach out. The reporter reaches out to the press secretary. The press secretary reaches out to the reporter. Somebody go either way. And they'll say, hey, look, I got this little thing I'd like to share with you. Can we have an off-the-record conversation?
Well, hold on. I wanted just to slow it down for a minute.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to interview Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So you reach out to Donald Trump and say, as a reporter,
I might.
Hey, Trump campaign, I'm about to interview Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I might.
Any ideas?
I have. What do you got? You know, anything that you would like to see asking, because I'll evaluate it. So anyway, you have a conversation. It can be initiated by the reporter, can be initiated by the press secretary. And they say, can we have an off the record conversation? And they say, yeah, I want to share this document with you. And by the way, off the record means you can't use this in any way, form, or fashion except for the guidance. It's guidance. You can't report it. Okay, but then you have the information, and that allows you to go to other sources and get the information confirmed. And then that information is then usable.
Mm-hmm.
And you might then decide, okay, I have the information. The information has been verified. It seems to be legitimate. Is this a question that I want to ask? You make that judgment. I have done this with Democratic operatives. I have done this with Republican operatives. It is the way the game is played. And reporters, you say a reporter is being used as a pawn. Well, no, because the reporter gets to make the decision. Is this enough of a thing that I want to go down the path and report it and ask this question or not?
So my only big quarrel with this is, I have two quarrels. First of all, I think it happens probably 90% of the time with Democrats in the media than it does Republicans. But secondly, shouldn't the reporter reveal that this is a question that people in the opposing campaign suggested I ask?
Not if you've agreed to have that conversation off the record.
But why not? Why shouldn't the campaign want their, quote, fingerprints on it? Why? Why protect them?
I would say to you that you don't have that conversation unless you're willing to offer the protection.
Here's Rush Limbaugh.
This week, California Democrats beat back common sense. The governor, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, agreed to repeal a big part of welfare reform California enacted in the 1990s. So-called welfare cap is getting the axe. Now, for more than 20 years, under the maximum family grant policy, if somebody on welfare had more kids, they would not get more welfare benefits. So taxpayers were not forced to subsidize welfare clients who continued to have babies despite being unable to support themselves. Well, liberal Democrats said that this policy was racist. State Senator Holly Mitchell, L.A., claimed the policy was rooted in the stereotype of African-American welfare queens having more babies to get bigger money. So after trying for years to roll it back, liberal Democrat legislators finally convinced their liberal Democrat governor to nix it. Soon, thanks to Moonbeam, the new normal will be like the old normal for California welfare recipients. The more babies they make while on welfare, the more welfare money they're going to get. Democrats say this will raise welfare costs by $220 million a year, but just wait. Once the word gets out that California pays more for additional babies, what do you think's going to happen? For people who feel entitled to live off the government, it's a huge magnet. And for Democrats, it's a tried and true way to keep a key voter base dependent. It's re-election insurance. The only people hurt in this are Planned Parenthood, who'd rather see them aborted.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
That's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy here this morning. We'll start with the better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Three-car crash to the shoulder now as you try to push through Laurel, but you're still pushing through quite slow. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the accident activity south of 197. And I'm looking at delays that begin before you get to 198, so be prepared for that. Northbound, a brief rubbernecking delay at the scene of the crash. Now, the Beltway, that has been a huge mess at the start of the rush hour here. Car into the back of a tractor trailer. No longer everyone stopped, but we have two lanes now getting by. This will be on the outer loop. Yes, the flow of the rush hour. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Stay left to get by the scene of the crash. Delays already back near New Hampshire Avenue as expected. Now, Virginia was Tyson's with the car fire eastbound 7 before you get to the Beltway at International Drive. And Metrorail, also a little bit better news too. Red Line no longer single tracking. They had been single tracking due to a track problem outside of Friendship Heights. Now resolved, but still residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy fog around for the first part of the day, otherwise partly cloudy, and a few showers maybe around, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Possibly a strong storm. Better chance of rain tonight. 84 degrees today's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 5:56.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter Sarah continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxytril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
When you break up with someone, should you remove all of your pictures with them from your social media? We'll talk about it.
So Disney is under criticism for this gator attack that occurred on its property down in Orlando. Was Disney at fault here?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.